Hey, we're here, holding forth.
Yes.
And that was a mistake.
And why was that a mistake?
Because I came in and the first thing I did was break into the prize cabinet.
Oh, boy.
And so, we're giving away the house. We have 10 prizes. Count them. 10 to give away in the next 2 hours.
That is a boatload.
There's another word, but we're not going to use it.
No.
So, anyway, Jeremy's on vacation this week, and I have been tasked to maintain the helm of the ship. Personally, I'd like to torpedo it and start all over again, but, you know, that's me. So, you know, I got to keep it somewhat in the framework of what goes on. We are going to talk about some fun things today. Roads, for one thing, because a unique idea has sprung out of the U.S. House of Representatives concerning these. Talk about something that hasn't been around since World War II, pretty much. So we'll check that out. Just to let you know, some of the prizes we're giving away, gift certificates from Romance Gardens, My Art, and Canvas, which is a really cool thing. This thing is really cool. It's kind of a do-it-yourself art party. It's really cool. I'll tell you about it a little bit later. Script Pro, Unwindings Wellness Center, Vandenberg Furniture, West Michigan Glass Arts Center, and Dr. Susan Dennis, DDS. Big prize.
Mm.
Big prize.
Big.
This is going to, I'm going to enlist Michael in his, what do you call it again?
Dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia.
Thank you so much. Yes, we'll do that. So, I don't know if they played this morning, but I'm going to play it because it's a tradition in case the Tigers don't do well.
Oh, no! We suck again!
What is it about playing teams that are worse than we are? And just drop into their level.
I don't know. The Tampa Bay Rays are one of the worst teams in the American League, and we lost 3 out of 4 to them. Come on. It's just heartbreaking.
We lost 2 out of 3 to Houston.
Yes.
Then we sweep Oakland 3 straight, right?
It makes no sense. Up and down, that's what it's been like the whole year.
So we should, by all rights, kick the Dodgers' butts out of Comerica Park in the next 2 days.
Yes, that's right.
So, no game tonight, by the way, so you can take a deep breath. And,
they can be okay. They can lick their wounds.
Yeah, I got some comments for them, but it's all right. That's okay, man. This is just weird, but there is talk that we're going to bring back, or we're going to get a closer. Because Nathan's kind of running out of gas if he hasn't already.
Oh,
guess
really?
Whose name is being bandied about?
Oh, don't tell me it's Valverde.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, Joaquin Benoit. Because San Diego sucks. I'm sorry.
And you know, he was pretty good last year, too.
25-32 save,
yeah.
Something like that? But he was almost like Valverde. It got a little exciting sometimes.
It did near the end
but
and in the playoffs.
They're thinking about, because San Diego's spinning their wheels and they're not going anywhere, that Benoit actually could be a target to come back to Detroit.
You know, I would really like that.
You think, would that be okay?
Yes, I would be on board with
that. All right,
that.
Hey, more power. I don't care. I just want somebody. You know?
Yes.
Somebody, please. I was telling you about my art on canvas. My art on canvas is a wonderful organization. Where art is the party. You can't have a party without art. Seriously. It's really cool. So anyway, we have gift certificates to there too. So we will we'll tell you a little bit about them and many of the other places that we give stuff away. But first, let us kick the show in high gear here. Start things off with a bang, okay?
All right.
War bonds. Let me tell you a little bit about war bonds. War bonds were sold. To begin with, during World War I, the United States government did what they called, they issued Liberty Bonds. And what would happen is that people would buy them, and they would be given an interest rate that was like, I don't know, just a little bit above what the average rate would be to sell another kind of bond like this. It was to raise money for the war. Okay? This element has been adapted by U.S. Representative Kerry Bentivoglio, a Republican from Milford, who has introduced legislation last month that would fund road repairs by the mechanism of war bonds. So let's explain this a little. What would happen is the federal government would issue transportation bonds to individual states. So in other words, Michigan residents who wanted to buy a transportation bond would know, number one, the money was going to stay here. Okay. Number two, all of the money that was raised here would be used here. I don't know, it sounds like the same thing, and it pretty much is. The big thing is that the amount of money raised in each individual state would stay there for a reason. This is not a collaborative effort where they just pool the money and then dish it out. If you live in Michigan, you live in Kalamazoo, and you buy $100 worth of transportation bonds, the money comes back here for our roads. I think the maximum amount per state would be $2 billion. But the federal government parcels it out. See what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. So the bill would order the U.S. Treasury to sell 50 versions of federal bonds, one for each state, capped at an interest rate of 0.25% less than standard bonds. Once the money's collected, it would go to the states. There's no minimum. And this is a conservative solution for the road, but it is unique.
Yes, it is very unique.
And therein lies the call for comment. What do you think about this? Is this a unique way? What would happen is that we would pay for our own roads. Now, there's a lot of different plans out there. They want to raise the sales tax. They want to raise other taxes, blah, blah, blah. This would be a voluntary thing. You're not going to be forced. People aren't going to be beating down your door. One of the things about war bonds that was really interesting was that the federal government was accused kind of a coercion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That, by God, you're not a patriot unless you buy these bonds. Well, we're not going to call you a traitor to Michigan if you don't buy a transportation bond. But the all of the money raised would be raised by people who would buy this bond. Now, remember, you're not buying. Say you pay $25 for one. You're going to get money back at some point in time. Okay,
mm-hmm.
$25 plus. It's like a savings bond almost. Only I don't think it's going to come. It's not going to take as long to mature. You get a savings bond, you know, now. If I bought one now, it would mature like 10 years after I'm dead. You know?
It takes a long time for those to mature, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, do you think this is a good idea? So 3824280, 877-382-4280. Is this a good idea? Selling war bonds or transportation bonds, as it were, a novel approach to repairing our roads?
I think so, definitely, because it's a voluntary solution. You're not forcing it on everybody like you would with a sales tax or a gas tax raise. And, you know, people can buy it if they want, and if they don't, then they don't have to.
Exactly. It's not, you know, those who argue, and there are those who do, about, it, you know, taxes being regressive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Low-income people don't have to buy. They're going to benefit, obviously, because I don't know if you've been out on the roads lately, but...
They're bad.
They're pretty bad. But this would allow the residents of the state to determine just exactly how much money, up to $2 billion, to repair the roads. Seriously. So is this a good idea? Seriously. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
You know, I'd buy some.
Yeah, I would buy some too.
You know, maybe not many, but I would buy some. You know, corporations could buy them, I think. You know? Just a regular Joe. And if you have low income and you don't have the disposable income, you don't have to. Nobody's going to shame you into it. You'll benefit, but you know what? That's part of the process.
You'll have good roads to drive on. And
exactly.
You won't have to go in for car repairs.
Thank you very much. So anyway, it benefits all. I think it's a great idea. So, you know, if you got a comment, you can always text us, too, at 80373. But 382-4280 is the phone number, 877-382-4280. I like the idea. I think that Representative Bonifacio, what is his name? Hang on a second here. Bentivoglio. I think it's a great idea. I'm still trying to figure out why it hasn't come about until now. But it's nice that Michigan was the one who decided it and put it in. It's got a long way to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I personally think the Republican House will probably pass it with no problem. It's the Senate I have issues with. because there's some Democrats over there that need to be smacked upside the head with a frying pan.
Definitely.
You know, and some Republicans too, but mostly Democrats, because they stonewall everything. This is to benefit every... The thing is that now, it's funny too, now we're talking about a federal effort to benefit the states. Okay? So if... And I'm going to take one senator in particular who irritates me periodically, Harry Reid, and Mitch McConnell. I'll take one on each side. That's cool. So what's going to happen is Kentucky would benefit from this. Nevada would benefit from this. So it does them no, it does absolutely no good for them to vote no. Really. Really, really, it does no benefit whatsoever for them to vote no. Because what they're basically saying is, look, we don't want this in our state. We can come up with our own way. Well, you haven't so far. So here is a novel way of doing things, which is cool. So I'm up for this. I think this is a great idea. I think it's something maybe whose time has come, and maybe it could have been used for something else. Say, education.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Seriously. What would happen if we did the same thing with education? Yes, I know you pay property taxes. Everybody does. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. You know? I also pay gas taxes.
Sales tax.
Sales tax, which is supposed to go to this effort, too. I know that. But now you're giving me an opportunity to have direct control over this. By golly, if you guys can't do this in the state legislature, we're going to do it for you. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be interested to see how our state lawmakers feel about this. But I'm all for this, man. I'm telling you.
I'm on board as well.
I'm good. So we'll banter that around. And we got other things to talk about today. But what do you think? Transportation bonds. Good idea? Bad idea? What? So let us know. 382-428-0877. 382-428-086 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. 86 in Parchment as well. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Jim McKinney and Michael Lynn on this Monday, 590 WKZO. 86 in Kalamazoo, 86 in Comstock. I can't understand this. My voice is going. I didn't work this morning.
No, your voice should be fine.
I've been talking all day. That's my problem. I'm doing other things, too. On the phone with us, Roger in Portage. Hey, what's up?
Hi. I'm just trying to grasp a hold of this whole concept of bonds for schools or roads or what have you. I guess my biggest thing I'm thinking about is that bonds generally pay lower interest rates than the public market does. I mean, the stock markets right now are going crazy. Bonds are not doing so well. So the public people, the general Joes that are in the market, I don't think they're going to switch to the bonds.
Don't think so?
And then you've got the other issue, like schools are a great example of it. You've got tons of people that are screaming about paying the little bit of tax they pay towards the schools because their kids aren't in school. So why do I want to pay?
Yeah, that
yeah,
is
I know
true.
For the good mm-hmm. of society, it's the logical thing, just like the roads are. But I'm sorry, I think in some ways we've created a selfish society over the last 30 or 40 years.
You're trying to apply logic to the government?
Well, that's the problem is that the thought is very idealistic. The bond issue is great. It's a great idea. It's very idealistic. I don't think that it's going to work.
Well,
here's
what I want to ask you, Roger, because you bring up a very good point about education. It's probably not the best idea, but I'm just wondering if there are people who are exasperated enough about the roads and what's happening in Lansing as far as trying to get them fixed that they might just say, you know what, it's worth the 0.25% less than what I would normally make to get my roads fixed. Because I know that if I buy this bond, it's going to go in the fund. And if enough of us do this, they're going to earmark that and they don't have a choice. That money has got to go towards roads. And by golly, I'll get my roads fixed.
I think it's a possibility. You got to make sure that that it's tax deferred. You know, because they're going to take the money out of what they're currently investing in.
This is true. And you know, the other thing too, and this is something they didn't mention, was how much the bond is going to be. You know, is it going to be like a savings bond where $25 or $50?
Right.
You know, that I think the amount has something to do with it too.
Yeah, so, and if you had it so that your local person who takes care of your investments could defer some of it over to these bonds with your permission,
yeah,
it would probably be more likely to happen.
Yeah, because
then they'll want to get paid for their services too.
Of course, this is capitalism. Well, you bring up some really good points, Roger, and I guess as we go along, we're going to find out more about this. But I can appreciate your viewpoints. So have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling.
All right, sounds good.
Appreciate it. Take care. All right. Yeah, see, now he's brought up some good points. You know, first of all, it is going to pay. I was wrong. It's 0.25% less than standard bonds. So you are going to get less of an interest rate on these. But I think they're, again, I think they're aiming at altruism, Michael. I think they're saying, look, you know, we're sick and tired of beating our head against the wall trying to get roads funded.
Exactly.
So here, you know, people in the state are going to take things into their own hands. And they know darn well that, all right, say we raise $2 million or $2 billion in the state of Michigan. They know darn well that Lansing can do absolutely nothing with that other than put it into roads. And if I'm not mistaken, that's more than what I think the governor said it would cost to fix all the roads.
Yeah,
I believe he said 1 point, was it 4 or 5 billion? So 2 billion, you can end up doing everything plus.
Which would be great.
Yes. Now, here's something that I want to ask you, because it does enter. If this is a federally mandated program or a federal program, they give the money to the states. Do the states then take care of the bidding process? You know,
mm-hmm.
In other words, does the Michigan Department of Transportation do a lot of the work? Do they have to? I mean, because that's a lot of money to be spending on roads. Seriously, that's a lot of projects. Where do you go through the entire state, top to bottom, UP, LP, the whole nine yards, and you put projects in order? You know,
I would put it in order by priority. Yes, yeah. Like whatever roads or bridges needed the most work done, you know, yeah. At that time, just rank them, you know.
And
whatever.
Are there ways of doing things year-round? I mean, I know winter hits. Trust me. I was here when the last one did.
Yes.
You know? And I think we can all be very happy that it's summertime. I'm looking at 85 degrees and loving it. I don't care. I know it's humid out there. I don't care. I remember what it was like a few months ago.
It's better than snow, I'll
Thank
tell you that.
Thank you so much. But the simple fact of the matter is, do you prioritize the projects, and are there some things that you can do year-round? Is this going to be an effort that's going to start and just go, boom, year-round? And that's a concern, I guess. And, you know, how long, you know, is this just a one-shot deal, you know, for one, you know, that kind of thing? So, hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jim. Welcome to the afternoon.
Yeah, thank you. It's sunny out. I'm not used to this.
Yeah, it's hot and sticky.
That's all right.
A couple things on the bond deal there. First of all, you said that 1.5, which the governor said, but you, I think, are under the impression that will totally fix all the roads.
I thought so.
I don't believe that's true.
I think
the first year he wanted 1.5, and we were going to have to keep going after that. I really don't. I'm almost 100% sure the $1.5 billion will not fix all our roads. First of all, they could not do it within a time frame where we would still have much of it left. In other words, I would think it would get wasted before they got all the roads fixed. I think the $1.5 needs to happen now to get us started, and then we're going to have to keep going, and it's going to take a period of time to do that. Anyway, the other thing I would like to say is my belief on whether people will buy the bonds or not is that I think you're going to have to make it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the very first part of the show, so you're saying that the rate is going to be like 0.25% lower than other bonds or something.
Yeah, that was, Dan, that was what they did for war bonds when they sold them for World War I and World War II. They're using the same, in the ROAR Act, they're using the same basis. So maybe, you know, you could be right. Maybe they're going to have to give them a better rate.
Well, let's just be realistic about this thing. People nowadays don't invest in something unless they're going to make money. The patriotic side of this thing is really, I don't think, going to come into play near as much as it did for World War II or anything else. I just don't see people saying, "Hey, red, white, and blue, let's go and buy some bonds." I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
You know, gray is concrete. Yay, let's go buy some bonds.
Gray is yay. Let's go buy some bonds. Yeah.
Right. So. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to have to make it worthwhile, and then people will automatically buy some just because it's a good investment. But if
okay.
it's not a good investment, people most people will not buy them.
All right. Hey, Dan, it's nice talking to you again.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Appreciate
all right.
It. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. All right, Andy, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hey, bonds and good investment. Now, there's an oxymoron.
I was hoping somebody was going to say that.
Sorry, guys.
It's all right. Glad you did and not me.
I'm not a big investment guy, but you know what? That's dumb. There's just so many other ways to make money with your money these days. I mean, my God, go play Keno if you want to do that. But, you know, I to piggyback what your last caller said, I really think, you know, 1.5 is just a drop in a bucket compared to what we need to have done here. And I'm really curious to how much of that money is, when you talk about allocation and what they're going to fix first and where they're going to fix it first, boy, doesn't it always seem like the east side of the state gets it.
I'm hip. Yeah. Yeah, and I think they do that, Andy, for a reason. They do it because there's more traffic over there than there is here, but you couldn't prove it by me.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it seems like they had a slight population influx lately over there.
Yeah, well, we're getting it over here, too, so, you know, it's like,
yeah. Yeah, you know, I'd be really curious based on, don't get me wrong, I still realize Detroit's huge manufacturing, very important to the state of Michigan, I get that. But boy, it sure isn't like it used to be.
No. No, that's true. And, you know, you have a good point, too. And, Andy, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
have a
guys.
Great day, all right? They both have good points in that is that 1.5, is that the fix-all, or is that a drop in the bucket, and we're still going to have to go and go and go and go for maintenance and things like that? If that's the case, this is a one-shot deal. I still think it's a good idea. I still think that maybe that can be in addition to, you know, what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the simple fact of the matter is, we're going to need more money. If we're going to need more money, it's got to come from someplace. So,
yeah.
But I like this idea still. So, all right, cool. Hey, listen, speaking of the east side of the state, guess what they're going to be doing over there?
What?
Building a new pipeline. Hoo-ah. So we'll talk about that and see if that's something you might be in favor of. Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. 338 WKZO News Time, 85 now in Kalamazoo, 85 in Battle Creek. Jeremy Lawrence Show brought to you in part by the Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K 12th grade school where faith turns friends into family. Michael Loudon, making sure that I stay on the straight and narrow. I'm going to take him down the path, I swear. Before this week is out, he's going to be coming over to the dark side, I'll tell you.
The dark side.
Somebody posted something on Facebook while we're waiting to talk with AccuWeather. Don't lead, I'll wander off board. Don't follow, I'll get you lost. Walk beside me and help me cause trouble. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's the way it is. Yes, I like that. Yeah, Jim McKinney sitting in for Jeremy Lawrence. I'll be here all this week, so you've been forewarned. Take a vacation too? Go be it. I don't care. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk a little bit about a natural gas pipeline that's proposed for the eastern side of the state that will have ramifications for everybody and probably tick off more than a few people who are into renewable energy and whatnot. But that's a whole other thing. So, Tigers are off tonight, by the way. Play tomorrow against the Dodgers at Comerica Park. We face Kershaw. Is he going to pitch?
Let me look that up.
You were the man, so you know that would be really like cool if Kershaw. You know, it'd really be nice if it was like Kershaw versus Scherzer.
Oh man!
Actually,
that'd
the
be
way
good.
He's pitching, Purcell. Well, then he got
bombed
beat up
last
yesterday.
Night. Yeah,
so, but that's still he's still having a good year.
He should be on the All-Star team, so I hope the fans vote him in.
I hope so. No, don't the managers pick the pitchers? Yeah,
but
they do.
But he's in the fan vote online.
Vote for Rick Purcell.
Yes.
And coming up in a few moments, we're going to have you with a chance to win a gift certificate from My Art on Canvas, which is a very, very nice store in Plainwell. This is part of the Buy Local movement. That today is the last day of Independence Week, but you really should practice Independence Day 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
And promoting local business, going to your local businesses, because 70% of the dollar you spend at a local business stays in the local economy. So instead of going to a big box store, go to a local store. And we're going to give away something from My Art on Canvas, and this place is so cool. It really is. It's like way cool. So we'll give you a chance to win something. well, let's preview this thing about the pipeline. What's happening? one of our favorite companies in the world is involved in this. Enbridge.
Oh, man.
They're at the heart of this. The residents had their yards torn up and lives disrupted because of an oil pipeline last year. Now they feel Enbridge mistreated them, and so now they're thinking about this proposed new gas pipeline project will at least partially track along the same route. And residents are not very happy about this. This is a natural gas transmission pipeline that will go through Michigan on its way to Ontario. So keep that in mind. We'll talk about that here in just a few moments. But as I promised, from high above, wherever they're at, State College, I believe, in the AccuWeather Towers, a guy I haven't talked to in like ages, Bob Larson.
Jim, hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, first of all, it's too bright.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to talking to your cohort, Elliot, at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
When it was dark, for what it's worth. But tonight, I'm going to sit in this week for Jeremy, so I'll get a chance to talk to you at least for a week anyway.
Okay, let's see how much you remember here. Real quick, it's not the heat, it's the...
Humidity.
And more specifically, it's not the humidity,
it's the dew point.
Very good. Okay.
Did I pass my test?
Yep, it trained you well.
So what, pray tell, is the temperature? Just to see how off we are here.
81.
Ooh, 4 degrees. That's more than the norm.
Okay,
isn't
I was going to guess 80.
Two?
Yeah, normal's 2 or 3. Summer it's usually 3. I was going to guess 84. So, standing at 85, right?
Yeah, and we were at 86 when we came on the air.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Hey, how about the dew point? As long as we're speaking of that,
Bob,
it's 69.
In fact,
a couple hours ago it was 72.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, that means.
But I did tell Michael a few minutes ago that even though it's humid outside, you know, the dew point's up there.
Yeah.
Given what we had a few months ago,
right.
I'm happy.
Yeah, this is very true.
You know,
huh?
One of the things you don't have to look over a pile of dew point to see if you can pull out into an intersection.
That's very true. Very true. So we're not going to complain, at least not too loudly.
No. And not on the air.
No.
So we had this nice little group of thunderstorms roll through this morning. And they did, by the way, did you, I don't know if you read or not, but the National Weather Service went up to the Kentwood, Wyoming area and did confirm that the damage that was done up there was indeed by a tornado.
Ah, okay.
So they were not straight line winds like they thought. It was actually a tornado touchdown. So do we have the possibility of that happening again here in the next 24 or 48
well,
hours?
My word, I'll start
oh,
with
yes,
that.
I forgot.
Yeah, don't forget
God,
about the word.
Hang on. I need to be slapped.
Well, no,
I'll give
no,
my,
no, no, no.
I'll
that's
give
fine.
Myself this.
Okay. We're going to forget. We're going to work it in.
So
the word is sequel, because I believe we're having another round of storms during the middle of the night coming up. So similar to early this morning.
Well, one of the things that happened because of this, of course, were some power outages. And I live in an apartment building. And the neighbors were standing on the stoop, and the fire department was running around in the air. And I said, what are they doing here? And you looked over, and suddenly you see sparks shooting straight up in the air. Thus, that's why my lamp was, like, blinking.
Ugh, yeah.
And they did take care of the problem. But they so let's talk about this, then. If we're going to get another round of this, where would you think the epicenter would be? Because the more severe storms went north of us. Are we in line for these?
We're in line for them. It's tough to say where the epicenter will be because this cluster of storms that we're expecting has not developed yet. So until it actually exists, kind of hard to pinpoint exactly where it'll be and when it will be there.
Okay.
But, in general, in regards and with regards to timing, I suspect it might be a little bit later than what we saw this morning. This morning is more between 3 and 6 a.m. Tomorrow may be more like 5 or 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So it may be more for the early commute, the morning commute, more so than the middle of the night. And storms can, again, be heavy with a lot of lightning. But traditionally, that time of day is not a potent time of day for storms, except for the type we had last night. Last night, we're kind of more associated with a kind of a warm front or a humidity front. This time around, it's a cool front that's coming in, a front that will actually lower the dew point once it passes, lower the humidity, lower the temperature to the point where tomorrow is cooler than today, and tomorrow night is a lot cooler and more comfortable than tonight,
okay.
Because tonight's going to be a muggy night.
Yeah, well, you know. You got to take the good with the bad, I guess. So we're thinking these might actually interrupt the morning commute then.
Yeah, but I'm a little encouraged by the fact they may not necessarily be as strong or as severe, because for cold frontal thunderstorms, that time of day is not the most optimum time for nasty storms.
Okay.
If we're lucky, it might end up being just a couple of showers more so than storms, but certainly not going to promise that.
Well, you know, that's the best we can do. Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, we just, of course, had Hurricane Arthur,
right,
you know, kind of roll through North Carolina and the Outer Banks and whatnot. Is there any activity in the tropics right now, or is all calm?
Tropical Atlantic, the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, all calm right now.
Yes.
It's kind of like resuming back to our regularly scheduled programming, because you might remember, before Arthur came along, it was a very quiet season, as it often is. That first month of the season, typically very quiet, just a lot of yawns and nothing happening. Then Arthur sprung up kind of quickly, but now it's back to solitude again.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll accept that. Well, I have been very much looking forward to the fact that I would get to talk to you again, because I miss talking
to you. Good to talk to you again, Jim. And yes, you say you'll be in all week, huh?
All week. Yeah, you've been forewarned.
All right. I'll have to really brush up on my words.
Okay, yes. Yes, because I do miss that.
Yeah, okay.
Elliot, you do the word, and Elliot is very rhymy.
He does poems. Yeah.
Yes, he does. He does poems.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun. So, all right, sir. Well, have yourself a wonderful day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon.
Right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate it. Bob Larson, AccuWeather. I do miss talking to him. He's cool.
He's really cool.
He really is cool. So, you know what else is cool?
What?
My art on canvas. My art on canvas. And this is really the best thing, is it's a mobile business. So what this is, Michael, is they will bring the party to you. Yeah, they'll do like a corporate event, your living room.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's all fun. What happens? All the supplies are provided. They have local artists giving you step-by-step instructions on how to complete your masterpiece, and then you'll take home a work of art that you've done that you can call your own. And then you can join in whenever you want, if you want to do it once a week, once a month, special occasions, or as long as it takes to get your collection up. But it's really, really cool. So we have a $35 gift certificate to be used specifically to participate in what they do. And so what we're going to do now is give you the opportunity to win this $35 gift certificate by being caller number 3 at 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Indeed, you will be the winner of a gift certificate from our friends at My Art on Canvas. They're based out of Plainwell. It's a great organization. It's one of our buy local sponsors, and this is a gift certificate that you will love. So 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Give us a call, caller number 3. You'll win. And we have much more to go here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Jim McKinney, Michael Loudon in on this Monday, 590 WKZO 86 in Kalamazoo right now. WKZO News Times 350, Jeremy Lawrence Show, Jim McKinney sitting in. This week, while Jeremy takes a well-earned vacation, Michael Loudon is here to keep me on the straight and narrow. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Giving away stuff. We're actually giving away the farm, sort of, today. We have a lot of gift certificates to give away. Just gave one away for My Art on Canvas. And congratulations to our winner there. We're going to give another one away before the top of the hour. And then next hour, we're dragging out Michael's trivia.
Yes.
Okay.
I am so ready for
not
for this.
One, but two prizes. Two prizes. We're going to do that. So just so you know, it's coming up. And then I think we might actually give one away via text, too. I'll have to see what I can do here. So, all right. So this natural gas pipeline, it's in a pre-filing process. It's expected to transport more than 3 billion, with a B, cubic feet of gas per day. Here's the thing, though. It might need local-level permission for things like increased road use and whatnot. So what happens if you're a little township and the board goes, oh, no, we're not going through this again. That ain't happening. And they're the ones that hold things up.
Hmm.
You know?
Yes.
It could happen. I mean, seriously, it could happen. Enbridge is estimating the pipeline will create more than 5,000 temporary construction jobs, 30 to 40 additional permanent, and the overall tax revenue from the project, not broken by state, because this guy, I guess it's running through like 3 different states and will end up in Michigan to go to Sarnia, Ontario, up by Port Huron. is around $88.7 million. But one resident of Oakland County, according to the article, said is enough is enough. We're not doing this. 150 miles of the pipeline would be in the state of Michigan. It would basically cross into Lenawee County, go through gas delivery points in Livingston and Washtenaw County for DTE and Consumers Energy, and then would go through Oakland, St. Clair, Macomb counties, and then cross into Canada to a hub near Sarnia, Ohio, which is across, you know, from Port Huron. So they're not, they don't think construction would start until 2016. That gives residents a lot of time to start smacking people around. A lot of environmental groups are you ready? Are against this. I'm appalled that they would be.
Yes, so shocking.
Here's the comment that you hear using the quoting fingers. Michigan needs to focus on existing infrastructure needs, roads. Translated, that means roads, okay? And increasing renewable energy production. Yeah, I agree with that 100%, okay? But if you're going to do renewable energy, you got to make it available and you got to make it affordable. Okay?
Definitely.
So somebody needs to go in there and start smacking people around. You know, these wind turbines, they make too much noise. Well, then guess what? We're not going to put them up. And we're just going to keep doing fossil fuel. You know? Well, what about solar? Well, all right, then. Let's do solar. You know? You got to make it affordable. You have to make it affordable. Did I say that enough times? You have to make it affordable!
Yeah, I believe you said
okay?
that enough times.
I love renewable energy. I'd love to drive a car that has a solar panel on the top. And that's where I get my energy from.
Now, these solar panels, they can store energy, right?
That's the issue, I think.
Yes, that's what I was wondering.
Storing of the energy, yes. Yeah, that seems to be the, you know, we could get, I mean, even when it's cloudy outside, you get solar energy, you know. But the simple fact of the matter is, yeah, it's we got to come up with, if you can come up with a battery or a device that will store electricity, when it's created by solar energy, then you will rule the world, essentially. Because that's basically what it needs. Now, I'm pretty sure there's probably some element around where if you put you put solar panels up that you could sell the, or you could send the electricity to another area, you know, in another grid or another, you know, service area or whatnot. But the transmission of it is the problem. You got to get it there, you know. So, yeah, there's some issues with electricity that have you know, some. And, of course, there are those who think we ought to just let the nuclear people go unleashed and do as many nuclear power plants as we can. I'm not so sure that's such a hot idea either. You know, what about France? France does it. Yeah, just because France, if France told you to run off a cliff, would you run off a cliff too?
I would not.
No, thank you. All right, then. I think that renewable energy is probably a doable thing. What we have to do is take a bureaucracy out of it and let these people go and do their thing. I think wind turbines are cool. I don't know if you've driven up 127 north of Lansing near the Alma St. Louis and in that area.
I haven't driven up there before.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. I mean, they have a pretty good wind farm there. The other part or the other wind farm is over in the Thumb area.
Okay.
They have a huge wind farm.
Don't they have some up by the Mackinac Bridge?
There are two. There are two big wind turbines just outside of Mackinac City.
Okay, yes.
Which are cool. And they turn all the time. And they pretty much power the downtown area in Mackinac.
Cool.
That's where the power comes from. They do have some across in the UP. Not many, but they have some. I do know that they wanted to build some out on Lake Michigan, 10 miles out. But the Not In My Backyard morons on the western shore of Lake Michigan, or eastern shore of Lake Michigan, the western, you know, western shore of Michigan, Michigan. Oh, no, it's going to lower our property values. You can't see them from 10 miles out.
They're so far out,
you know?
They're not going to be
I can
that
understand,
visible.
I can understand the problems with migrating birds and things like that. Yeah, all right, let's deal with that. But to say that your property values are going to be lowered by something you can't even see from your house is an asinine argument.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I am sorry. You want renewable energy, but you don't want it in your backyard. Well, guess what? Then you're going to be at the mercy of the fossil fuel people. So take that to the take that. Okay? I have no sympathy. Can you tell?
I can tell, yes.
No sympathy. No, none, nada, nix. You know, either you lead, follow, or get out of the way. One of the two. But if you want renewable energy, you've got to be able to allow it. So let's deal with this. We're smart enough to send somebody to the moon and back, for crying out loud, and did that in 1969. We ought to be able to solve this problem. So anyway, this pipeline probably won't go through, but we'll, you know, whatever. So ready to get something else away?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a break here in just a few minutes and check in with CBS and also Sam at WKZO News. But before that, one of our favorite local businesses is Douglas & Son. They have been around since 1943. They started as a Pratt & Lambert distributor. They have a combined 290 years of experience in that shop. They are where you go for paint, decorating. You know, they're the hub. That's where you go. You walk in that door and you've got all this experience. You really can't mess. Not even I could mess it up. And boy, can I mess up wallpaper. I'm telling you. Yeah. But they'll teach you. They'll show you. They'll get you the supplies. They'll do everything. What we're going to do now is give you an opportunity to go in there armed with something so that you can get your project done. We have a $50 gift certificate to Douglas & Son on Cedar Street in Kalamazoo. So if you're caller, how about four? You want to do four?
Four sounds good.
Let's do four. Caller number four right now, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You will win a $50 gift certificate to Douglas & Son. A wonderful place to go. They are always nice. They know exactly what you need, and they have everything. All the supplies from drop cloths to brushes to rollers to those pads that I love to the paints, the quality paint, custom paint and stain matching. You can bring what you need in, and they can match it, computers, and unsurpassed knowledge in the paint and decorating field. They are the best at what they do, and you can take that to Douglas & Son. You can. And also a $50 gift certificate if you call number four right now. It is 85 in Kalamazoo. Tigers have the night off. The Growlers, however, do not. And you can have a little fun. Go out and see the Growlers tonight. Good night for baseball. It's hot. It's humid. It's baseball weather. And our baseball team's in town at Homer Stryker Field. Head on out there. 7:05 first pitch. They will take on the Madison Mallards before they hit the road for a 6-game road trip. So you want to go see them tonight before they hit the road. Indeed. Taking on Madison tonight. All right. Michael Loudon, Jim McKinney, and the Jeremy Lawrence Show wraps up hour number one of this Monday. Today's a math day, too, by the way, and I'll explain it after 4 o'clock to you. Nice to have you along. 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.